Hi, hi, is this Jerissa?
Hi.
Hi, this is Carolina. I was calling on a recorded line regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with this?
No. Can you just hold on for 1 second? Hold on 1 second. Okay, I'm sorry.
No worries. Do you know if anyone used Depo Provera was diagnosed with meningioma or any brain spinal cord tumors?
Yes, I was.
Oh, and I'm so sorry to hear. Have you had an attorney assist you with this?
No.
Okay. Well, did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera settlement?
Yes, please.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so you said you haven't signed paperwork. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. And again, you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear. Do you know when, Jerissa, you were diagnosed?
June 15, 2021.
Okay, June 15, 2021. And what was your date of birth?
My date of birth is 11/25/1992.
Okay. 11/25/1992. Perfect. Do you know anyone else that used Depo Provera was also affected by it?
No.
Okay, that is good to hear. And you know it was the Depo Provera, the brand name, or was it another generic version of it?
Depo Provera, the brand name was Provisor.
Okay,
I'm
so
pronouncing it.
it was the Depo Provera one?
Correct.
Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year, equivalent to at least 4 injections?
Yes, I was taking it for 6 years.
Okay. And when did you start using it? What year was that?
2014.
Okay. 2014. That was until 2020, I'm assuming.
Correct.
Okay. Till 2020. And can you confirm your gender for me?
A female?
Perfect. Okay, now I have
No.
your. Right. And then I have your first name spelled Jrissa, is that right?
Jarissa. I think.
Jrissa. Okay, perfect. And then I have last name spelled Charlaeu.
Say it again. CH
Charlaeu.
LEAU, yeah.
Oh, it's Leau?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're saying it so fast that I wasn't sure if you was missing a
I'm
letter.
so sorry. Okay, again, I have Charlaeu. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And did you have a middle name, Jerissa?
You want the full spelling or just the initial?
I could just do the initial.
Oh.
Okay. O. And then your social?
131-80-1253.
Perfect. I have 131-80-1253.
Correct.
Okay. And then I have your email as Jerissa underscore your last name at yahoo.com. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And is correct phone number 347-570-8586.
Right.
Okay. Perfect. And what about your address?
120 Lincoln Street. That's LINCOLN Street, South Amboy, New Jersey, 08879.
Okay. I have 120 Lincoln Street, South Amboy, New Jersey, 08879. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And is there an apartment number? Or is this a house?
A house.
Okay. Perfect. Now, do you remember the name of the doctor who diagnosed you?
Jasmine Babes. I'm so sorry. That was my gynecologist. The doctor that diagnosed me. I'm trying to remember. The doctor was Dr. Fabio. I'm gonna spell it for you. It's Fabio. Last name Fisoli.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, I do see. It sounds like Fabio Frizzoli, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And what facility were you diagnosed at?
at Cooperman Banos Medical Center.
Okay. And this was in New Jersey?
Correct.
Okay.
In Lincoln, New Jersey.
Okay. You said that was in what city? I'm sorry.
It's Livingston, so Livingston.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay, I see Cooperman Barnabas Medical Center, and that's on Old Short Hills in Livingston, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and before your diagnosis of meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with any sort of cancer?
No.
Okay, that's really good to hear. And do you have the medical records for all of this?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Sounds good. Now I'm just inputting some of their information onto here. It'll just take 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, now we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Jillian.
Okay, Julian. What was Julian's last name?
The same, Charlo.
Okay. Okay, Charlo, and what was Julian's phone number?
929-464-0752.
Okay, perfect. What was the relationship to Julian?
My mom.
Okay. Mom. Now it does request an email address for her. Do you know hers, or I could put yours?
You just put mine.
Okay. Same goes for address. Do you know her address on hand, or I could just put yours as well?
You could just put mine.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. Now what this DocuSign is for is it's just giving the attorneys your consent to go ahead and pull those medical records from the hospital and see if they can get that case started for you. Do you want this sent to your email, to your text messages? Do you have a preference?
My email is fine.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Now before I do send this out, I do want to verify some of the information on here. Just, make sure we have everything correct. Okay, again, your email was first name underscore last name at yahoo.com, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so I have your first name spelled Jarissa, middle initial O. Last name Charlo, I'm sorry, Charleau. I have your address here is 120 Lincoln Street, South Amboy, New Jersey. That was 08879. I have your date of birth as November 25th of 1992, and your social is 131801253. Is all that correct?
All right.
Okay, perfect. So I just
There
sent
a
that
place
through.
that I could send the documentation to?
I'm sorry?
Is there somewhere that I could email or fax the documentation to?
Yeah, right on there. So the link will have you sign directly on there, and then I'll receive it on mine. It is fairly simple. I could walk you through it if there are any issues.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you, I did just send that through. If you haven't already, you can put me on speaker and open up your email, and then it'll have that link for you to tap on. Again, you haven't signed with any other law firm, right, Jerissa?
No.
Okay, sounds good. Have you seen that pop up in your email just yet?
Yeah, I'm look. Yes, I'm
Oh,
looking
okay.
at it.
Perfect, perfect.
So this is to represent me?
Yeah, this is the consent form from the attorneys to go ahead and pull those medical records and try to see if they can get that case started for you.
And then it's 40%.
Yeah, the split is what's the word? It is the standard for this type of lawsuit because it is individual based. So, you know, they are typically a little bigger than, for example, class action lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Just give me a second. I'm just reading through it. Sorry.
No worries. Take your time.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, I did it.
Okay, I did just receive that on my end. Perfect. Now the attorneys will reach out within 48 hours once they receive this paperwork, get it into their system. They're going to reach out and verify some of the information we went over just to make sure that it's correct on their end as well. Like I said, after that, they're going to work on pulling those medical records and getting that case started for you, Jerissa. Besides that, do you have any questions for me?
No, not at this time.
Okay, no worries. Well, if anything does arise, you can always call back, but I'd be more than happy to help you. Besides that, thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you. Mm-hmm.